What do you think magic means? This is Dr. Herbert Albarelli, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. What do you think magic means? Most of us think that magic means something that somebody else can do, but we can't. Most of us think that magic is something that magicians do, or that is something unusual, or something spectacular, or something that's beyond our imagination. But magic is an everyday affair. Magic is what we do every single day of our life with everything that we do. Magic is what we do when we talk, when we think, when we speak. Can you imagine how you think? Can you imagine how, when you're driving a car, you're thinking of tuning the radio, you're thinking of driving the car and making sure the traffic is going the right way, and you're lighting your pipe, or you are putting on your lipstick, or you're combing your hair, or shaving, or you're eating a sandwich, or you're talking to somebody, and you're hearing the children in the back of the car making a bunch of noise, and you say, "Be quiet back there," and then you go on with your talking, and you have so many things going on in your mind at once. And that's nothing. That's nothing. Those are just the everyday things. Now, what about the deeper things? The deeper philosophical things, how the universe is formed and how the universe is made, and that we can even think about that at all. That's magic. And how does our brain function? And how come some people's brains function so beautifully and other people's brains don't function beautifully? Some people have brains that are able to think of doing their schoolwork and doing beautiful work. Some kids are just natural students, you might say. And others have to struggle. And they have to give a lot of attention to doing their lessons, to learn anything, and to get any type of passing grade. Bum. That's all magic. Now, I would like to give you the magic wand. J. Rollins didn't write about this one, but maybe one day she will. But I'd like to give you a magic wand. It's a magic wand that surpasses anything that Harry Potter ever had, or that any of the magicians have ever had throughout all of time. And it's a magic wand that's available for free, and it's available right now. Everyone has it on their back shelf, you might say. And I'm going to give it to you right now. "Well, if I have it on my back shelf, how can you give it to me?" you say. Well, I'm going to give it to you by letting you know that it's there. A lot of times we don't know things are there, and so we don't make use of them. So, here's a bit of magic. You have the ability to think any thought you want to think. Is that true?
Yes.
Okay. You have the ability to think the thought that you are not successful, and you are not successful. You can be successful, but you don't think you're successful, so you're not successful as far as you're concerned. It has nothing to do with the outward objective experience. It is only from the subjective point of view. Because if within you don't believe you're successful, you can have all the beans in China and it won't mean a thing to you, because you don't know how to use it. You don't know how to appreciate it. Now, the magic wand that I'm offering to you is the wand that says, "I am successful." The wand that says, "I am whole and perfect." The wand that says, "I like me." The wand that says, "I live in a world filled with peace, filled with power, filled with plenty, filled with joy." Now, you say, "Well, you can't give a magic wand that has that." I said, "No, but you can. I can tell you, you have that wand on the back shelf. Now, take the wand from the back shelf and point it at your world and say, 'Al Shazam,' and then it is done. It is done." Now, Have you been saying all of your life that various areas of your life are incomplete and not happy? Yes. And as long as you've been saying them, you've been having them. Now, do you think you have an imperfect body because it's not exactly what you'd like it to be, because it's not exactly the weight you want it to be, it's not the the color you want it to be, it's not the size you want it to be, not the wholeness you want it to be? You know, all these interesting things. Now, take your magic wand and point it to your body and say, you're whole and perfect. And then know that, because that's all it takes. Now, do you expect your magic wand will work?
It is done.
That is the point. It is already done. Your magic wand merely brings to your attention what is already done. Now, what do you want done with, for instance, your body? Do you want a perfect body? Then why don't you start seeing it? Every time you see any little bit of your body that is perfect, any time you see any little bit of your physical self that is in a perfect way, you are getting a broader and broader scope of it. Now, some people are myopic in their vision. They're not able to see things up close, and other people are not. They can't see things at a distance. So now, does that mean that what they can't see is not there?
No.
Does that mean just because you can't see something, it's not there, it doesn't exist? For you, it doesn't exist. For you, you will go on living and acting as though it's not there because you can't see it. You don't know it. But when you teach yourself to see all things be where you want them to be and what you want them to be, then that is what things will be. Now, that's the magic wand. And you can take that wand and dust it over anything you like. Just be a little child and take the wand and say, I love you, you're wonderful, you're filled with love, you're super, 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 you know, and so it is. I have a prisoner who made a request for a bunch of supplies for his artwork. And he didn't say anything to me, he just wrote the list, and he says, here's my list. And I thought, my goodness, that is quite a extensive list. And so I checked over the list and I wrote back to him. I said, now, when are you going to need 6 dozen pencils? When are you going to need piles of paper? When are you going to need this and need that? He said, oh, I'm going to be teaching a class and I'm going to need that for supplies for my class. What? No way. No way. I will give you help on certain things that are beneficial to you, but he wove his magic wand in the wrong way. Now, previously he had a lot of things, but then he was shifted from prison to prison, and every time he was shifted, more of his things disappeared, and he was not allowed to have them or whatever, and so he complained about that. Well, the more he complained, the less he had, until finally, what happened?
And nothing.
Nothing. He complained so well that he had nothing left. And so I told him, I said, start changing your attitude. Start changing your attitude that everything is going your way and everything is working out beautifully for you. Just start changing it. Well, he did. And now everything is going well for him, but he still doesn't have the supplies that he'd like from me. And I told him, no way, no way. I will give you a few things that will be helpful for you to do some drawing, for you to practice the art, but not for you to teach a class. Let the prison supply the supplies for that, not me. And you see, he said, well, I've been sort of foolish in how I asked this, and I've been sort of stupid. And yes, you have. Yes, you have. Because, you see, he turned me off. Now, if he could have shown me any logical reason for him to have all those things, without him supplying the prison with all those things, if he could have shown me any logic, we might have worked something out. Because he had the magic wand in his hand. He just didn't know how to use it. We all have the magical wand in our hand, but we don't just know how to use it. And we use it to say negative things, we use it to say the things we can't do, and in doing that, what are we doing? We are limiting ourselves. We want to unlimit ourselves. We want to use our magic wand to bring forth anything we want in the world. I'll probably have to go down and buy a couple of wands for you guys, and then you can wave it around and do things. But actually, if you do it with your thought, it's just as powerful, if not more powerful. But think about it. Think about it. You have within you the ability to say, I have a perfect body, and demonstrate that. And you demonstrate a perfect body by saying, I have a perfect body, and then acting like it. You demonstrate anything in your life by acting like it. Now, we saw this movie last night, Candle Shoe, and it was about, it was a movie in which Helen Hayes and Jodie Foster were, and Helen Hayes acted like a dowager. She acted like a duchess of some sort, you know, of this wonderful, beautiful castle-like building over in England. You know, quite lovely. Now, here's this gigantic house, beautiful, absolutely gorgeous, and there's no fence around it. There is no big wall around it. Anyone can come and go as they wished if they wanted to, you know. And then there are a dozen inside doors and outside doors, you know, and people could come in, and there's never a thought that someone would come in and do something that shouldn't do. And as long as this woman was living alone there with her butler and some children that she had, never a thought that there'd be an intrusion. In fact, from the time it was built, there was never a thought of intrusion, because people just didn't have that in their consciousness, and it never was intruded upon. And even now, as they were having in the story, difficulty getting along, what happened? They would take tours of the castle, or their house, and it really was a castle. They take tours of it, and they made enough money to pay the taxes annually and keep it, because then the rest of it was just living expenses. But they handled it somehow. And, of course, as the story went on, the house actually had its own independent wealth, which they had never found because they had never looked. And when they found it, then that was great. But the thing is, that was secondary. The house continued. Everything continued. And whatever anyone expected it to be, so it was. And this lady would have a little tea party on the lawn, and she just had one butler. And this lady would have other activities, and she just had one butler, and he did everything. And you see, she wasn't worried. In her thought, it all worked out. And in her thought, she never was to leave that place. She was to live there forever. And she did. She did. But it was her thought. It was her magic wand that she moved, not in opposition to anything, but this is my home. And in my home, there is music. In my home, etc. And so, this is what we can do too. It is a story, true, but life is like that too. Here we are with a very fine University of Healing, and we have a reasonable income, and we have a large estate here, and we have a large activity, and yet we're always somehow able to meet our needs in every beautiful way, and yet serve the people around the world, which we will always continue doing. Now, that's just waving our wand. Are you ready to wave your wand?
Yes.
Are you ready to make sure that you know what you want to wave it for? Oh, yeah. Ellen's doing the stirring job here for herself. So, pay attention how you wave your wand, and know that it is done now. Because truly, it is done. And know that I love you eternally.
I love you.